From sinner we learn, from sacrifice we rise. It's more than a ritual, it purifies. Scent of sacrifice. Scent of sacrifice.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of the series The Scent of Sacrifice in the beautiful month of Dhul Hijjah al-Haram. And inshallah azawajal, in today's episode and program, we are going to discuss the biography of the merciful father. Subhanallah, you might be wondering which merciful father are we talking about? Subhanallah. This is actually the translation of his name, and he is none other than a great prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyidina Ibrahim Khalilullah ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, who is referred to as the Merciful Father. His name in Syriac language, it translates to the Merciful Father. Subhanallah. And this is our topic for today, and we will discuss the biography and the accounts of Sayyidina Ibrahim Khalilullah ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, because this entire Eid al-Adha, the Qurbani, and many other things that we do, inshallah azza wa jal, in the month of Dhul-Hijjah, it is associated in the memories of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, responding to the Sahaba when they asked, what are these qurbanis for? And he said, this is the sunnah of your father, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Inshallah azawajal, stay tuned throughout the program. For now, let's begin with the recitation of Salawat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he sallallahu alayhi wasallam has stated that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me. So without further ado, let's recite together. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Dear brothers, Bir-e-Saba is an ancient city located near Palestine. It is now a large city. Yet in previous times, it was but a simple settlement. In Arabic, Bir means well, and Saba means the number 7. Now, why is this place called Bir Saba? There are various narrations explaining this. One of them pertains to the time when Allah's Prophet Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam was cast into a roaring fire, which became a garden of flowers for him. After this, he left and he lived in Babel, in Babylon. He passed by Egypt and came to what is now known as Bir Saba. At that time, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam was young. Here, Allah Almighty granted him vast wealth and a host of livestock. The people of Bir Saba referred to him as Ash-Shaykh As-Salih, meaning the righteous elderly man. Sadly, the people of Bir Saba began to disrespect him and said that he should leave, taking his belongings, wealth, and livestock with him. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam left and took up his residence in Hebron, which is modern-day Al-Khalil. If Allah's Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam are shown disrespect, they can pardon this of their own personal accord if they wish. Yet Allah Almighty will certainly still punish those who were insolent. And the people of Saba, Bir Saba, they were really, and they learned their lesson. After Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam left, the people of Bir Saba took their sheep to the wells, only to find that the well had run dry. Not even a drop of water remained there. Panicked by this, they quickly realized that it was due to their disrespect towards Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, whom they referred to as Ash-Shaykh As-Salih. They rushed towards him, asked to be pardoned for their lack of respect, and pleaded with him to return to Bir Saba. And Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam declared that I shall not return. But you may take 7 of my goats and stand each of them beside a different well. Water will they in emerge. Taking these blessed goats back to them, they stood one goat by each of the wells. As soon as they did that, water gushed to the surface. This is how Bir Saba attained its name as the well of 7 goats. Subhanallah. So the well of 7. 7 what? 7 goats. Subhanallah. And this is the background of what transpired in the background and how socio-historically Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, he was insulted by these people, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished them in this way. And then they came and pleaded to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Then he forgave them and gave them a solution for their problems, and this then gained the name of Bir Saba. Dear brothers, look at the amazing status granted to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Dry wells filled with water due to his blessed goats. Let's talk about this for a moment. Observe the immense power contained in relics belonging to the Prophet, saints, and those who are dear to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By virtue of these sacred artifacts, difficulties are removed, worries are alleviated, hearts are soothed, and illnesses are cured, and people are protected from divine punishment. Subhanallah. In fact, venerating these sacred relics leads to one gaining piety and strengthening their faith. Subhanallah. It is mentioned that Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha, she had the Mubarak hair of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and she would dip it in the water and give the water to drink for anyone who had any ailment, and they would gain cure. Subhanallah. So this is the miracle of relics of the Prophets alayhi wasallam and the saints rahimahumullah ta'ala. As for the sacred artifacts linked to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, the noble Quran itself orders us to respect them. Allah Azza wa Jal announces in the glorious Quran, وَاتَّخِذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُصَلَّى. And O Muslims, make the station of Ibrahim a place of prayer. What is Maqam Ibrahim, you may ask? This is a stone Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam stood upon when building the Holy Kaaba, so he could reach higher when building its walls. It was a miracle of his that the taller the walls grew during construction, the higher the rock rose to match. When he wanted to step upon the ground, the rock would lower itself. The footprints of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam were left upon this miraculous rock, which still remains today after centuries. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to respect and revere the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, regarding whom we all know, sabse aula wa ala hamara Nabi. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, let's go and listen to a beautiful kalam in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is at the same time a plea in the court of the beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bakare khesh hairana maghithni ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Persian kalam written by Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma. Yes, inshallah Azza wa Jal, go and listen to this kalam, which is recited by our beloved Naat Khan of Da'wat Islami, our Ashfaq Madani hafizahullah ta'ala. Let's go and listen to the Naat, and thereafter we'll be back and continue with our today's discussion. Sallu al Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Bakare khash ghairanam aghithni ya Rasulallah. Bakare khash ghairanam aghithni ya Rasulallah. Parishanam, parishanam aghithni ya Rasulallah. Parishanam, parishanam aghithni ya Rasulallah. Nadaram juz tu maljae, nadanam juz tu mawae, nadanam juz tu maljae, nadanam juz tu mawae. Khud saazu samanam aghithni ya Rasulallah. Tu hi khud saazu samanam أغثني يا رسول الله.
پریشانم پریشانم أغثني يا رسول الله.
يا رسول الله
يا رسول الله.
شغاب قس نوازی کن طبیبا جار سازی کن. شغاب قس نوازی کن طبیبا چارا سازی کن. مریض درد عصیانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ. مریض درد عصیانم أغثني يا رسول الله.
پریشانم پریشانم أغثني يا رسول الله.
اگر رانی و گر خانی غلامم من تا سلطان. اگر رانی اگر خانی غلامم من تا سلطانی. دیگر چیز نمیدانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ. دیگر چیز نمیدانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ.
پریشانم پریشانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ.
یا رسول اللہ
پریشانم
انظر اغثنی
یا رسول اللہ.
گناہ در جانم آتش زد قیامت شولا میخی زد. گناہ در جانم آتش زد قیامت شولا میخی زد. مدد اے آب حیوانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ. مدد اے آب حیوانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ.
پریشانم پریشانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ.
چمر غم نخل جا سوزد بہارم را خزا سوزد. چمر غم نخل جا سوزد بہارم را خزاں سوزد. نریزد برگ ایمانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ. نریزد برگ ایمانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ.
پریشانم پریشانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ.
یا رسول اللہ
پریشانم
یا
حبیب اللہ رسول اللہ
چمہ شرفت نا انگیزت بلائے بے اما خیزت چمہ شرفت نا انگیزت بلائے بے اما خیزد بجویم از تو درمانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ بجویم از تو درمانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
پریشانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
پدر را نفرت آید پسر را وحشت افزاید پدر را نفرت آید پسر را وحشت افزاید تو گیری زیر دامانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ تو گیری زیر دامانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
پریشانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
یا
پریشانم
دستگیری کن
یا رسول اللہ
گدائے آمد سلطان با امید کرم نالا گدائے آمد سلطان با امید کرم نالا تہی داما مگر دانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ تہی داما مگر دانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
پریشانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
رضایت سائل بے پر توی سلطان لاتن گھر رضایت سائل بے پر توی سلطان لاتن شہاب ہر عزی خانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ شہاب ہر عزی خانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
پریشانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
یا رسول
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین وسلم. ویلکم بیک ٹو یور ویورز. الحمدللہ, وی جسٹ بیفور وی وینٹ فور دا کلام وی ور ڈسکسنگ اباؤٹ مقام ابراہیم. اللہ المائٹی ordered for this blessed rock to be made a place where salah is performed. What does this mean? It means that one must offer salah in such a manner that Maqam Ibrahim come right between them and the Kaaba. As for the two units of salah that must be offered after the tawaf of the Holy Kaaba, offering them there is recommended. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he explained that khairul masjidi khalf al-maqami wa an yamin al-imam, that the best places to prostrate, to make sajda, are behind Maqam Ibrahim and at the right side of the imam during congregational prayers. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear brothers, reflect for a moment that Maqam Ibrahim is a rock which bears connection to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Now, right in the midst of our prayer, we are commanded to show respect to this rock by taking it as a place at which we offer our salah. This is something for us to think about. Showing respect to this rock during salah does not cause any negative effect upon our salah, nor does it render it invalid, nor does it weaken it in any way. In fact, our prayer, our salah remains complete. If this is the case regarding a rock which connected to a prophet, then what would you think about the things, the artifacts that are related to and connected to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Taking this discussion further, how then would thinking of the noble prophets alaihi wasallam, in fact the imam of all prophets, the Prophet Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ever cause any hindrance in our salah? In reality, thoughts about respecting the noble prophets alaihi wasallam do not break our salah, but rather make it perfect, complete and whole. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, speaking of this great Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is a highly ranked and auspicious Prophet of Allah. Allah Almighty made him his Khalil, which led to his title of Khalilullah. Another one of his title is Abul Anbiya, the father of prophets, as all the prophets alayhi salam after him were from his progeny. He was the first person in history to formally host a guest. And another of his title is Abu Dhaifan, the one who hosts the guests. He physically resembled the beloved Prophet Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to a great extent. In fact, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam declared, if you want to see Ibrahim, look at your friend, meaning referring to himself. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam is mentioned in numerous verses of the Noble Quran. It beautifully describes his wonderful character, amazing qualities, wonderful miracles, his devout obedience and deep love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us now discuss some of the accounts of his blessed life and see what amazing things we can learn, inshallah. The level of faith and certainty held by Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam is indescribable. The perfection of his faith is unique. Once he passed by the edge of an ocean and saw a dead body lying upon the ground, being devoured by sea life and birds. This amazed him and left him in deep thoughts. He saw the body had broken into various pieces. Some of these pieces were being eaten by fish, others by bird, while some had been washed away by the sea. But the body being in this many segments and countless years remaining until the Day of Judgment, his astonishment was regarding the manner in which Allah Almighty shall resurrect. And this body, its body parts, had been scattered far and wide. And he wondered what splendid way Allah Almighty will join them together again. He then asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbi arini kaifa tuhyi al-mawta. O my Lord, show me how you will bring the dead back to life. Meaning, O my Lord, O my sustainer, I have complete faith in you, bringing the dead back to life. But how will this take place? Let me witness this. Somebody could have objected that perhaps Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam asked this out of doubt, ma'azallah. Thereafter, Allah Almighty brought forth the clarification of the Prophet's own tongue. Allah Azza wa Jal declared, Awalam tu'min, do you not have certainty? Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam replied, Bala, walakin liyatma'inna qalbi. Of course, but I wish for my heart to be content. Meaning, oh my Lord, I am certain that you will bring the dead back to life. And I have ilmul yaqeen, knowledge bestowed through revelation, and have complete conviction. But how I wish to attain Aynul Yaqeen, even greater certainty through personally witnessing this. This prophetic request was fulfilled by Allah Almighty, and He announced, O Ibrahim, take 4 birds, make them familiar with you, then slaughter them, make mince out of their flesh, then mix them all together and keep their heads with you. Divide the resulting mince into 4 parts and place them upon 4 separate mountains. And then Allah Azza wa Jal commanded him, ثُمَّ دُعُهُنَّ, then call them. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam did exactly that. And he took 4 birds, made them accustomed to himself, slaughtered them, made mince of their flesh, mixed all of this together, then placed it on 4 different mountains. When he called them, their flesh flew to him, joining with their respective heads. The 4 birds had now returned to life. The Almighty proclaimed, وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ, and know that Allah is predominant, most wise. Meaning, know that Allah Almighty is dominant. Nothing can compel Him. He is the most wise. None of His actions are devoid of wisdom. Subhanallah. Dear brothers, the amazing faith-inspiring Quranic parable we just had the privilege of listening to, and it contains a host of lessons for us. Firstly, we see that the Day of Judgment is inevitable, and we will most certainly be resurrected after death. This is not difficult for Allah Almighty. He is the creator and the owner. If He simply says kun, thousands of worlds can come into being. So, how could raising the dead pose Him even the slightest difficulty? Allah Almighty says, فَإِنَّمَا هِيَ زَجْرَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ فَإِذَا هُمْ بِالسَّاهِرَةٌ. So it, the second blow, is but a reprimand. So suddenly, they will be in an open plain. This is the power of Allah Almighty. Disbelievers consider it impossible for life to be returned to decayed bones. Allah Almighty informed, it will be a single blast. The horn will be blown, and the dead will rise from their graves alive immediately, even if they are thousands of years old. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, for now we have a wonderful Madani pearl of nasiha for us to listen to. Let's go and listen to the nasiha, and thereafter inshallah we shall be back and continue with our today's discussion. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Today, let's explore a story that exemplifies steadfast faith and devotion. The story of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and his son Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, known as Khalilullah, the friend of Allah Almighty, embodied devotion. His life consisted of a series of tests, each more challenging than the last. When Allah Almighty commanded him to sacrifice his beloved son, Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam. Imagine the scene. A father is commanded to sacrifice his son. Without hesitation, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam approached his son and relayed the divine command. Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, showing remarkable obedience, responded, "Oh my father, do what you are being commanded. Allah willing, it will soon be that you will find me patient." Allahu Akbar. As Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam prepared to carry out the command, Allah Almighty, in His infinite mercy, decreed a replacement. He Almighty replaced Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam with a ram, sparing his life. This significant event is commemorated each year through the act of Qurbani during Eid al-Adha. From their story, we learn the essence of proper submission to Allah Almighty's will, the importance of unwavering faith, and the virtues of patience and obedience. May we all strive to embody the qualities of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam in our daily lives, submitting wholeheartedly to Allah Almighty. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Sallu alal Habib. Sallallahu ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Sallu alal Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Dear brothers, this Quranic account of how birds return to life has one aspect that we should all focus on. This is that perfection of faith and the passion to make it stronger. This should be our focus and our target. This should be our intention. The faith of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam was already completely perfect and unimaginably strong. Yet, look at his passion to strengthen his already faultless strong faith. He asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Bala, walakin liyatma'inna qalbi. Of course, but I wish for my heart to be content. Meaning, O Allah Almighty, you will bring the dead to life. I have firm and complete and perfect faith in this, but I want to take this to the next level. I have ilmul yaqeen in this matter, and now I wish to attain aynul yaqeen, meaning I want to witness it. I have faith in it, acquired from revelation. Now I wish to witness it with my own eyes and take it to the next level. Dear brothers, this is a beautiful quality of Sayyidina Ibrahim ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. May we be granted the blessings of this. Despite having complete faith, he still wanted to strengthen it even further. May we be able to strengthen any weaknesses we have in our faith. Always remember that from amongst the fundamental responsibilities a Muslim has, one of them is to strengthen one's faith. And this is needed nowadays more than ever. We are now in an age regarding which the hadith mentions that a time shall come in which a person shall be a believer in the morning and disbeliever by night, and a believer at night and disbeliever by morning. Sadly, nowadays, tribulations are everywhere. A new turmoil arises daily. What's even more dangerous is that these tribulations are now within everyone's reach. In previous times, there were fewer in comparison. If a discord arose in a country or city, it could be months or even years before news of this reached other areas. However, we now live in the age of social media. Science and technology have advanced by leaps and bounds. Now, if a tribulation arises in one corner of the world, it takes seconds for its effects to reach across the world, across the globe. It is an astonishing fact that in previous times there were fewer tribulations, yet the people then cared more about protecting their faith. Sadly, there are more tribulations now which can rob a person of one's faith, yet we have begun worrying less about preserving our faith. Now, the biggest treasure we have is our faith. It is our duty to protect it, and we can protect it by strengthening it. We need to strengthen it to the point that nothing in this world can make it waver. If we do this, we will find out our faith is safe and protected, inshallah. Dear brothers, modesty was a shining quality of Sayyidina Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salatu wasalam. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhum explains that Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam had exceptional modesty, so much so that he did not even want the earth to see his concealed parts. He expressed this concern to Allah Almighty, who sent Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam with a cloth from paradise. Then Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam said to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, tell your wife Sayyida Sara radiallahu anha that she should fashion this into trousers. Accordingly, she sewed the fabric into trousers, and Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam was elated when he wore those. How splendid this is as a covering, he remarked, subhanallah. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless us with the virtue of modesty. In contemporary times, we find modesty is severely lacking. Many homes have people who do not cover themselves in accordance with the rules of Islamic law. Open interaction occurs between non-mahrams, such as chit-chat and laughing between male and female cousins, As for the weddings, they have become host to all forms of immodest activities. The internet allows one to view indecency and indecent contents, and display of immodesty is everywhere, all over the internet. And it has become normal for people to think of lewd things now. May Allah Almighty bless us with a treasure that is modesty. Ameen bijahi nabiyil ameen. Bear in mind that modesty can strengthen our faith. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam announced, certainly modesty and faith are intertwined. فَإِذَا رُفِيَ أَحَدُهُمَا رُفِيَ الْآخَرُ. When one of them leaves, the other does the same. Allahu Akbar. Meaning, the less modesty there is, the lower the level of faith. The more modesty there is, the stronger the degree of faith. We have had the honor of discussing some accounts of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Now let's listen to some of his wise words. Yes, as mentioned in the Noble Quran, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam said to his nation, "U'budu Allah wa taquhu." Worship Allah and fear Him. He called for two things: for his nation to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for them to become pious. If only we truly did these two actions, we should worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, offer salah wholeheartedly, keep voluntary fasts if we can, recite the Noble Quran, recite salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and remember Allah azza wa jalla in abundance. If Allah Almighty wills, we will become pious. Ameen bijahi nabiyil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dear brothers, speaking of this wonderful month of Dhul-Hijjah, this is a month of worship, and its first 10 nights carry special significance. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates that the final Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam announced, "Ma min ayyamin al-amalu salihu fiha ahabbu ila Allah min hadhihi al-ayyam." There are no days in which good deeds are more beloved to Allah azza wa jal than these 10 days. Good deeds performed during other days are also loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet these first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah are a time in which He especially loves the good deeds we perform. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Dear brothers, the mother of believers, Sayyida Hafsa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she narrates that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would consistently fast during the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. Bear in mind, this refers to the first 9 days of Dhul-Hijjah, as the 10th day is Eid al-Adha, and fasting on the day of Eid is impermissible. Now, we should know more about this great Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyidina Ibrahim, Khalilullah ala Nabiyyana wa alayhi salatu wasalam. He sacrifices, Allahu Akbar. He is called Abun Rahim, and it is mentioned regarding him that he, alayhi salatu wasalam, when the infant Muslim children, when they pass away, then they go to paradise. Sayyidina Ibrahim Khalilullah and his beloved wife, Sayyida Sara radiallahu ta'ala anha, they look after these infants. Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. So Abun Rahim, merciful father, and he is the father of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam had his son Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, and the Arabs, the Quraysh and Banu Hashim, they are from the offsprings of Sayyidina Ismail ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. Subhanallah. And the Arabs and the Quraysh, they would often make reference to their forefather Sayyidina Ibrahim Khalilullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, and they kept his practices alive, many of his practices. Subhanallah. So yes, Ibrahim alayhi salam, being the merciful father, we have learned about him, his sacrifices. His sacrifices when he took his beloved son Sayyidina Ismail ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. He was such a merciful father. But when the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came, nothing stood in his way. Even Satan came to manipulate him. Satan tried to manipulate Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. He didn't succeed. He then tried with his son Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam. Even then he didn't succeed. He finally attempted to persuade Sayyida Hajira radiallahu ta'ala, the mother of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam. And she too was ever willing to sacrifice everything in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should remember the sacrifices of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, the merciful father. And subhanallah, zikrul anbiya, the mentioning of the anbiya, remembering the anbiya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a virtuous action. So if we remember them, inshallah azza wa jal, it is bringing strength to our iman. Look at the iman of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam when he was being put into the fire. He still did not ask anybody for help. He had complete faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Jibreel alayhi salam came and asked him, is this any help that you need? Anything that I can do for you? He said, no, I don't have any need towards you. He says, then ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, no, he knows. He knows whatever situation I'm in, subhanAllah. His firm conviction and his complete faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, unwavering trust. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to strengthen our faith through learning about the parables of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, his complete firmness in his faith and his conviction and his devoted iman. And subhanallah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, strengthen our iman through his virtues and his sake. Ameen. Bijahin nabiyil ameen. Sallu alal habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
From sunnah we learn, from sacrifice we rise. It's more than a ritual, it purifies. Scent of sacrifice. Scent of sacrifice.